Hi, this is Joey Weisenberg here to talk about and sing a little bit of the Kedusha for Shabbat for Michon Hadar's Tefillah Toolkit. Mimekom Echa Malkeinu Tofia Vetim Lo Chaleinu Ki Mechakim Anachnu Lach Mosai Tim Loch Bekarov Beyameinu Leolam Boed Yishkon Tizkadav Tizkadash Besok Yushalayim Yirecha Lidor vador, lidor vador. Ulenetzach netzavavavachim. Yeinenu sirena. Kadavar Awawawawamur Deshireyu Zevecha Tidinananai Tidadadam Ododododobobo Tidadadam Tididadam Tidadadadidadam Yeah, so sing the Kedusha. Our job is Nikadesh et Shimcha Ba'olam, to make holy the divine name in this world, Ba'olam. Kishem Shemakdishim Oto Bishmei Marom. Just like we imagine the angels are doing Bishmei Marom up in the highest of heavens. Right? What is it that they do first? They turn to each other. Vikara Zeh El Zeh Ve'amar. And they turn to each other. The angels always act kulam ke'echad, right? All like as if they are one, and they sing with a ne'ima kedosha, with a sacred melody. You know, so the job of the angels is to sing a sacred melody, all together. Right. So this is our job as well. Nikadesh et shemcha ba'olam, that we should sing, in this world, just like we imagine the angels sing above. That's the entire point of the Kedusha, right? The idea is that there's a ladder that's connecting the Olam here and with the Shmei Marom above. That's the Sulam that Jacob dreamed of. Jacob was dreaming of angels that Olim V'Yordim, that went up and they went down. Now, what is it that angels are? Angels, according to Rambam in the Guide of the Perplexed, he says like this, and let it be deeply known to you that the essential powers of humankind and of nature and of the soul are called angels, which is spoken of in many places. And their purpose is explained that every day the Holy Blessed One creates a choir of angels that sing songs before him and then move on, right? So the whole business of this ladder, the sulam, which in Hebrew also means musical scale, is to connect the heavens and the earth via song, right? Angels are the essential powers of humankind, the way we imagine it, that sing to the divine. So our job here is to actually bring that into being. We won't go into how to sing Nikadesh exactly at the moment, but Mim Komcha is kind of the central business that we have to sing here. And Mim Komcha, traditionally, somewhere by the end of the Kedusha, you want to be in this mode called Fregish, called Ahava Rabba, which is right, so that's why this melody, Mim Komcha, gets you into that area. Mim Komcha Malkeinu Tovia. Right, it's in that mode. And that mode, Fregish, is, as it's called in Yiddish, some say comes from the word Frage, which means question. It's a questioning type of sound. And essentially, Mim Komcha is yearning. It's always yearning for Matai Timloch B'Tzion. When is it that we'll be able to really feel the divine presence instead of just dreaming about it, right? Notice that it's always in the plural, because when we yearn in the Jewish world, we yearn together, and that's why it says Ki Mechakim Anachnu Lach. It might be that, as it says in Pirkei Avot, that Hasameach Bechelko, the one who is, it asks who is actually wealthy, and the answer is the person who is happy or content with his portion, and that's in the singular, right? So a wealthy person is one who is just happy with what he has. But even if you're happy with what you have, we aren't happy with the collective condition of the world, right? This is always a call to action on our part, that we have to do something as a collective to make sure that everybody has that opportunity, you know, to in the singular. But we make our prayers in the plural for that reason. Ki mechakim anachnu lach. We're waiting for the time when a divine type of way of being will be what rules the world, not just our single-mindedness, right? So this is a deeply felt prayer, and so we want to bring people together in singing this. So whenever I'm singing it, I say, Mim Komecha, and I hold out that note until I hear harmony, right? First I set the mode a little bit, I'll be like this. So they can hear where we are. And then I go, mi me ka me ha, and I want to hear, oh. I want to hear all those notes making that a big, beautiful chord. Mim ka me ha, ma ke nu, to fi ya. Right, I'm always waiting to hear those sounds, because that's the kulanu ke'echad. That's the all of us together singing ni'ima kedosha, a sacred melody. That's how we imitate the angels. That's how we allow ourselves to come up and down, to go up that sulam, to imitate the angels, up the ladder. And then ultimately our job is to learn something from that holy high place, and bring it back down into the world, where we are still always yearning, where we are still ki mechakim anachnu lach, that we are still all just waiting for the divine presence to emerge here, right? But not waiting. Also, we're actively seeking that through our song, through our prayers, and through hopefully through our actions. The minute that we get out of Kedusha and back into the world. Right, so this is my This melody, Mim Kompcha, is it's a melody that I wrote, but it imitates all of the old sounds. So you'll hear musically a little journey. It goes, Mim Komecha Malkeinu Tovia. It can be like a rubber band. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow, and sometimes it can be right in time in the meter of three. Da 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 do do dum. But when you get to Matai Tim Loch, it's nice to open it up. Matai Tim Loch. Here's the old Chazonische trick. It's a little maneuver that the old cantors used to use in the Nusach, right? So all, this whole melody is connected to the Nusach that comes right after it. Bekarov beyameinu leolam ba'ed yishkon. Right? So this is how, that's that melody. You can hear it again at the beginning. But again, our concept is always, how can we get everybody to sing this together? Because that's the way that we actually bring about that ne'ima kedosha, that kulam ke'echad. And right at the end of the Amida, where it says, in the Sim Shalom, where it says, Barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad. Our goal is to set this up so that we can be blessed just as if kulanu ke'echad, as if we are all one. I hope this is useful for you. I look forward to singing that with you at some point soon.